Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with some of the updates about a COVID-19 vaccine. Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip among first to get Pfizer COVID vaccine shot in UK. We know that UK was the first country to approve emergency authorization of Pfizer vaccine. And now we know that UK's rollout plan for the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine states that elderly care home residents and their carers, healthcare workers and those aged 80 and above will be the first to get the vaccine shots apart from frontline health and care staff. So apart from that, Chinese COVID-19 vaccine maker gets $500 million funding boost. Sinovac, one of Chinese leading vaccine producers, has said that for further development capacity expansion and manufacturing of CoronaVac, this is the funding that they have received. And apart from that, Beijing has largely brought the vaccine under control with only 281 active cases still receiving treatment as per the official figures. So that's about China. Let's come to Indonesia. Indonesia receives over a million Chinese COVID-19 vaccine doses. The doses arrived in Jakarta on Sunday late evening and on a flight from Beijing, with another 1.8 million expected to send again next month, as per reports by AFP. Now coming to Russia, Russia has approved clinical trials for Chinese COVID-19 vaccine, Ed5-nCoV. So Ed5-nCoV is a vaccine candidate co-developed by CanSino Biogenics and a Chinese military-backed research unit. We know that Russia has granted approval for clinical trials to be held for this vaccine candidate involving 8,000 volunteers is what the international reports are suggesting. Now with that, let's come to India, where Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine Serum Institute on behalf of that candidate has, is seeking DCGI not for emergency use authorization of Covishield. Covishield is the name of the vaccine. Just one day earlier, before Serum Institute has asked for this approval, Pfizer has also asked India for this emergency authorization for coronavirus vaccine. But there are a lot of hopes attached with the Serum Institute vaccine, as it is believed that it is good for Indian conditions in order to transport and deploy, which doesn't need very cold temperature, unlike other vaccine candidates like Pfizer. It is the first Indian company to apply to the Drugs Controller General of India for this authorization. This Pune-based institute is, undergoing phase 3 trials for this candidate, and it is co-sponsored by the Indian Council of Medical Research, that is ICMR. With that, let's come to the top updates from India. Country won't have to wait too long for COVID-19 vaccine is what Prime Minister Modi has said. But he has also cautioned people there should be no laxity as far as prevention of the infection is concerned. He was speaking while inaugurating the construction of the Agra Metro project via video conferencing. And he has also added that one thing which I will definitely remind you is that the wait for a vaccine is on. But in the past few days, I have met scientists and feel that the country will not have to wait too long, is what he was quoted saying. Let's talk about the Indian caseload. India's active COVID cases have dropped below 4 lakh mark. It is the lowest in 5 months, as per reports. The overall COVID cases are over 96,77,000, but the new recoveries, the number of overall recovered cases have increased. The recovery rate has stayed well above 90% from a past few months. And according to the ministry, India has reported less than 50,000 cases for the 29th day in a row. So the last time the daily COVID cases were above 50,000 per day was November 7th. But this caseload, the total number of active cases, are the lowest in these past months. So appears like a good news. Gwalior, in Gwalior, so this news is coming that people without face mask will write essay on COVID. Madhya Pradesh's Gwalior will put this kind of punishment for violating COVID norms. The violators will be put in open jails and the district administration will make them write these essays. They have launched a Roko Toko campaign to curb the spread of coronavirus. Under the initiative, people are being made aware of COVID norms. So that's that initiative from Madhya Pradesh. And after India and US, China now blames Australia for COVID-19 pandemic. It's the top international news that we are covering today. Beijing has been pushing the theory that the novel coronavirus was imported into China from another country since October, when expert tracing an outbreak in, one of the province found living virus samples on packets of imported frozen cod. So China has been saying this, that, live coronavirus has been found on cold storage imports among other countries that have been received. An investigative report was put out by the Global Times. And it is suggested the idea of the novel coronavirus having been imported into one of the wet markets in 2019 cannot be ruled out, is what the Daily has said. However, it did add that more evidence is needed to ascertain the origin of SARS-CoV-2 virus. Let's come to the US. Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for coronavirus. He is 76 years old, latest in the long list of people to be tested positive in the White House after the president himself. The virus has killed over 280,000 Americans, and now Trump has confirmed and wished him quick recovery to Rudy Giuliani, the greatest mayor in history of NYC, is what President Trump has said. And he also said he has worked tirelessly exposing the most corrupt election by far. So he took a dig at the current elections as well. Let's come to California. California residents are under strict stay-at-home orders through Christmas. The virus caseload is increasing. The ICU capacity is falling in California, and nearly 85% of California residents are now under sweeping new restrictions. As you know, now state is actually struggling to bring the pandemic under control, and they will continue to put out restrictions if cases continue to surge, as per international reports. And also, residents in South California are under orders since Christmas, so it has been a long time. They have been trying to control the Christmas surge. And as per international report, 1 in 3 unlikely to take COVID vaccine. So there is a public concern in UK that, nearly half of respondents, as per a poll, say that they worry about safety. It is more than a third of the public that say they are unlikely to take the vaccine when it becomes available. Remember, we spoke about a similar survey where the respondents were Indian. So Indians also had similar concerns. And now it is found that after the approval of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use, UK, residents are also a little worried about the safety. The 3/5, 60% now think it will be offered to people like them by the end of April. And let's come to South Korea. South Korea is also seeing clampdown as virus cases hit 9-month high. The news is coming from Seoul. It's imposing stricter social distancing measures, including a ban on gathering at high-risk venues such as, bars and other places which become crowded. And now the Asian nation is, seeing that initial coronavirus containment strategy faces one of its worst resurgence, as per reports. Social distancing alert has been put out, raised to 2.5 from 2, and the Prime Minister has said that all gatherings more than 50 people will be banned. Restaurants will continue to be prohibited from serving customers after 9 p.m. and limited takeaway and deliveries will take place. No spectators will be allowed at sporting events, is another such restriction that has been put out. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. Hope you find it helpful that we put out all the top headlines in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic that we are facing right now. Do not forget to visit the Money Control website and app. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in today.